Renata.
Hey.
Nice to see you, and thank you for doing this, and big congratulations. I told you earlier before we started this that it was a really great week last week for me, with you being kind of, I guess, the cherry. A very great Friday. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's just as much your victory too, which I love. I've always liked that. Like, you were just as invested in us and us passing, so congratulations yourself.
Thank you so much. I have a lot of pride in you all passing. Could you tell us about yourself?
Sure. Yeah. So I, 2014, passed the California bar right after law school. And so this attempt was 10 years later because we had moved to Oklahoma and I wanted to pass the uniform bar exam because I wanted to practice here. So I think that was a little bit different in experience. And during those 10 years, I was practicing constitutional law, mainly First Amendment, like religious liberty and free speech. And I have two kids, which also added to the challenge this time around. He just turned three, a three-year-old boy and then a six-year-old daughter. So just having those added factors in. Yeah, but it was just as intimidating as the first time around, I would say, taking the bar and the same feelings and emotions and struggles. But I do know that I was in like a way different position than most others that were taking the bar exam that day.
Somebody just came on board and they're a foreign attorney, but she's been practicing the same amount of time like you. And now she's going to sit for California. So I was like, I can't wait to show you Nada's interview, because I think there's going to be a lot of points that a lot of people can relate to. Especially they talk about, I don't know if this is the right word, but the exodus of California and people leaving different states. And so attorneys are taking different bar exams. I was just so happy when you said you would do this. So thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you for investing the time and energy and just being there to help and encourage and listen and just keep pressing forward, because that was a really big challenge, and just like to stay motivated. For me, it's a mind thing. I know everyone's different, but as long as I can not let my mind interfere with it, like not get too discouraged or too like feel like I'm gonna fail or too stressed, whatever it is, like as long as I can stay in a good mental state, that's the key for me. And that was the whole key through the bar exam, like studying, because it's such a struggle to hold on to your mental health in like such a stressful period. I mean, there's just a lot on the line and all the material, and it's so hard. Like the questions are hard and they make you feel stupid. Even as a practicing lawyer of 10 years and having the confidence of being in a courtroom, and then I get these like crazy essays with crazy prompts of family law, and like knowing I have 30 minutes to talk about like 50 things, you just feel incompetent. So all that to say is you really help, not just on the practical side of the questions and the answers and the process, but to just stay focused and to trust the process and keep going, and the encouragement. It's huge. Like, I don't want to call you a therapist, but you were a little bit.
Thank you so much. It really is so isolating. You take the bar exam by yourself, so you should study by yourself. People have study groups. A majority of the studying is by yourself. And like you were saying, such a strenuous and tough time.
You know, a lot of people around me are well-meaning and they're just like, you got it. Oh yeah, you're fine. You did it once. And I'm just like, the isolating thing is because they're trying to be encouraging and sweet, but it's like, you don't understand. Like, Look at the content. Look at these questions.
Exactly. No one really understands. I think I do. I think about our differences. That's why I came up with these questions of like stuff that I'm curious about. And so the first question is, what kind of feelings did you have after practicing 10 years and you're in this position? You've arrived in Oklahoma and you have your life, your kids, your husband. And now it's like, did you have to do this bar exam, or was it?
Yeah, it's a great question. So when we first moved here, I was still employed with my California law firm, and I had planned on continuing to do that remotely and traveling back and forth to California. But it didn't feel right, like not being able to practice in my local community. You know, neighbors would have legal problems, or I didn't feel like I was a lawyer here. And so I didn't have to. And now I do have California. Being licensed in California is a huge privilege, and that could have lasted me my whole life. I wanted to use that income or whatever else, but it wasn't a factor in my moving. I didn't imagine I would take another bar exam. I also didn't even look into the requirements. Like, I thought maybe there would be some reciprocity or something.
Yeah, I was very surprised when you told me I got to take the full thing. I'm like, no attorney's exam? Weird. But I mean,
yeah. So one of my feelings when I realized that, I was a little bit annoyed because I had to go through the whole process again, like the moral character application. And I mean, it just sucked that even though I had practiced 10 years and I have all this experience, that the bar exam is preventing me from doing, like, I am a lawyer. Why isn't there a process for me? So there was a lot of anger, I would admit, of just like, this is crap. Like, I should just be allowed to practice my profession here. I understand having like a small process to get licensed or transfer, but to do the whole thing over again was, I think, is unfair and it's not necessary. And again, like the mental toll of it is like hazing. Like the California bar, the test is harder. So you would think I would just be able to be licensed here. But anyway, situation is what it is. And
you did it.
Yeah. Through the anger that I have, standing the logic behind me having to do it again, but I did it. And now that it's the uniform bar exam, you can practice in 40 plus states without having to take it again.
Exactly. That's the beautiful thing about the UBE. Did you find low points and kind of motivation? I'm just imagining you studying for this exam that you're like, you've been a lawyer for a decade already. So was there ever a point where you're like, this isn't worth it? Did that ever come into your mind? And what were some feelings about not bothering with this?
So I had moved 2 years ago here. And so the first year and a half, I was kind of like, eh, I don't know. But personally, like once I start something or like say I'm going to do it, you have to give it all you got. Otherwise, like why do it? So there wasn't any time where I ever thought about not doing it. Like once it was happening, it was done. Like I'm doing this and it's going to be a priority and I'm going to try my best and hopefully pass. So thankfully not that. I mean, there was a lot of doubt of whether I would pass. People think that that's weird, you know, like my husband and just people around me, like what, you know, it was kind of silly. When I would be stressed, they would really like, it was comical because it's like you pass California and like, you're fine. But again, it's a really hard exam. And I didn't know all the stuff, the family law, the secured transactions. And I didn't really know agency partnerships, LLCs, all the things, even like tort. It was like starting from scratch. And I felt because I was 10 years older and I had 2 more kids.
Yes.
I don't have as much bandwidth in my brain.
And stamina too, right? You're a mom now.
Yeah, the kids are exhausting. They always want your attention. They don't care about the bar exam. They need you.
So you're a first time taker for both California and Oklahoma, right? So my question is, what do you think of bar exam drills as a program for first timers? So we could also ask it this way, is going back 10 years ago, if you knew about bar exam drills, it didn't exist, but if you used it for bar exam drills, I think it would have led to the same result that you pass easily because it's about practice, right? So I'm asking you if you feel the same way, if the whole method, the system of the way bar exam drills is, would have worked for other first timers.
Yeah, I do think that bar exam drills is a great program for first timers. I mean, really for anyone who's taking the exam, whether it's your first time or you've taken it multiple times and failed, or just in a different jurisdiction, you've taken it and passed and are taking it in a new jurisdiction. But the key is practicing, especially those MBEs, since it's 50% of your grade. And so that's what bar exam drills, like I think that's the strength of bar exam drills, is getting really good at multiple choice, not only like the content and figuring out how they ask questions, how they test subject matter, but also like the endurance and the stamina and the way that it in stages where you start out with a short amount of questions and slowly you increase every time. And it also increases confidence. So these are skills that I think are beneficial to any test taker. You know, there is also learning black letter law. We know as individuals, like what works for us, like how we retain that information. So for me, I just made my own outlines. There's also lectures, or, you know, if you're fresh out of law school, a lot of these things should be in your mind. So it's not like you have to learn all of the subject matter again. And I think that's where some students waste time with studying, is like getting bogged down by the subject matter, because there's so much of it. There's so many exceptions, so many rules. But bar exam drills does is it helps you focus on like actively doing practice questions. And even in that, you see like what's tested and how it's tested, which is invaluable. Like that's such a better way to spend your time than in these big textbooks or hours and hours and hours of lectures on something that shouldn't be belabored that much.
When we first met with each other, it was January something. It was kind of late and I was kind of scared, but then I saw your background and your practicing attorney. I felt a little better about it because usually if I talk to someone that late, I try and put all kind of disclaimers out there because we need to get going now if you come on board. And also we're starting way behind everybody else, right? You had these law books already, different books of questions, outlines and stuff. What made you choose me on January 15th, let's say, getting really close to the bar exam? What made you think you want to go with me? How did I win you over?
So Reddit, really. Even though I contacted you at that point, before I had dabbled in studying and kind of like written out a study plan. And I did intend on starting earlier, but again, life happened, but I was still signed up for the bar exam. I would say I wasn't even able to start studying earlier. Not that I'm like procrastinating. There were a lot of things going on that I couldn't have done it. The book, it's just a lot of information in the book. And okay, going back to Reddit, sorry, I'm a little bit all over the place.
No problem.
Yeah, the comments about how helpful you are in like the office of the method of like the drilling and the questions and the practicing and how important that is, but mostly like how highly people spoke of you, because I did kind of want like a mentor or something. And I looked into tutoring. There's like bar tutoring that I actually had a consultation with someone, but it was, I don't know, it was just not... it was not it. And then I had a consultation with you and I thought, okay, this is what I'm going to do, because I also needed access to a question bank. So it was just a matter of like, what am I going to go with? So I felt like with you, I get the question bank and I get your support during it. I had a small idea of the amount of support, but you far exceeded any idea of how supportive you actually, like the personal one-on-one support and like the answering questions are just like, it was funny because you would know when I would be like doing an essay practice question. So even just to get an email like, oh, good job, you're doing it, you know, I was like, okay. It was just like I had a coach, you know, like a drill sergeant even sometimes of like, why are you going to do this? You need to do another PT. When are you going to do the other PT? It's what I needed.
That's good. Thank you for letting us know about that. I really do appreciate it. And yeah, I really like to kind of over deliver. And so it's come up in the last year or so about, why don't you practice law? Why don't you do bar prep as a side gig? But for me personally, I really need to have one thing and just work it to the bone. And so I really think I wouldn't be as involved with people, which what they like about me. I would be involved with legal clients and it divide me so much. So I can get feedback from people like you that say it's great. So thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate it. I did have some self-doubt about it too, but this negates that.
Well, I think you're doing what you were meant to do, at least in this time. So, and it really is making a difference because again, like the, just like the mental health side of it, like if anything, take out all the like practical help. If anything, like it's to me, mind over matter, and you really support on the mind part. I just looked at the whole bar exam as like, don't let it take over my mind of just staying on track and staying positive and healthy. There's a lot of times where I didn't take my own advice, but that was the battle for me. The battle wasn't necessarily like the grinding out and the practice questions. It was the time in between when I was like in the shower thinking about the bar exam and like the repercussions if I fail.
Right, right.
Like the feeling, like how I would feel if I fail and like being convinced that I'm going to fail, because that is just not... not a good place to be. And I think I would estimate that I think some people fail just because it has defeated them on like an emotional and mental level.
One of my best law school friends told me that the bar exam is kind of, no one really knows if they passed or failed. It's just such a crazy exam. So the people that you kind of have doubts about them passing, they pass. And then the ones that work so hard, they end up failing. So it's just kind of this crazy thing that I wanted to say for people waiting for results too. You really have, no one has any idea.
Yeah. And isn't it like, I don't know, they don't release the exact numbers and stuff, but like the multiple choice, if you get like a 67%, then that's like really good. So it's hard to walk out of an exam where you got a D, you know, and right. like, oh, I pass, but that's like the average, I think, or like that's passing for the bar exam. And the average scaled is like 67%. And maybe if you like pass in the 90th percentile, you still got around 67% of the multiple choice right.
Right.
So it's a terrible feeling when you're not answering all the questions correctly with confidence, which is what I think a lot of us are used to, because normally like tests are manageable and not insane and psychotic like the bar exam.
Did you ever think about if you did fail, what you would do? Or did you kind of not even think about that?
No, I did, because going back to the mental part, I had to consciously detach from the outcome. Like if I did fail, I am not a failure. It doesn't have anything to do with my identity and my value and my worth. And yeah, it might suck to tell people I failed, and it might suck to have to figure out what I'm going to do. But to know that that's not the end of the world. If anything, there's something better for me. That's a closed door. Thank you. There's something way better that I'm supposed to be doing with my time and passion. So just to get there so that it does take some of the pressure off. It's not do or die. It doesn't make me or break me. I do want to pass, and I'm going to treat it as a game. And like, how do I play the game to win? But if I don't win, like, okay, well, that sucks. And there's something better, because otherwise it's debilitating. That pressure will kill you.
Definitely will. So my secondary question is, would you have taken Oklahoma again? Or what would you have done? Or did you not think about that?
I did think about it. So it's like giving birth. And then when you're still recovering, someone asking when you're going to have your next kid, and like the pain of the childbirth and like the pregnancy is like still fresh in your mind. I knew that if I was going to take it, that I couldn't even imagine it at that time. But I would have hoped that if I believed it was my calling, that I would have been able to put myself through that again. But up until now, I thought I can't foresee myself taking it again, because it's brutal and horrible and a hazing experience, and it's just draining. But I would hope that I would have been able to regain the strength to go back and dust myself off and get back up again and do it again.
So just in general, did you find Oklahoma harder than California, or the way it's set up?
There were a few things that were harder and a few things that were easier. So the exam itself, I didn't think was any easier, because it is like the uniform bar exam, and it's really, really hard. So I don't think that the California bar exam is harder than the uniform bar exam. I like that Oklahoma, you have a lower bar, you can get a lower score. But I mean, it's the same bar exam that people in New York are taking, and it's not a special bar exam just because it's Oklahoma and just because it's the uniform bar exam. I didn't think content was easier in any way whatsoever. Like in some ways it was easier for me because I had done it before. So I did have that little bit of reassurance of, okay, if I did it once, I can do it again. But then also I thought, well, I got lucky that first time and like maybe nearly passed or whatever. That still did add help to it, but it was easier 10 years ago when like I was right out of law school. The content was fresh in my mind. I didn't have kids. You have your class that you're studying with. It's a little bit less isolating, even though it's still isolating because all your peers are doing the same thing. But yeah, no, the content was not easier at all. I mean, it's just really, really, really hard. And I hate that my practice didn't necessarily help, because like the questions that they asked, like, especially the multiple choice, like that is not practical in any sense of the world. It has no bearing on whether you're a good lawyer. And so I just, yeah, the multiple choice especially, there's no way that any experience in life can make that easier. And I don't even understand why they ask the questions they ask. Like I get the PT for sure. The PT makes sense. Please do that. Do things like that where it's like people who are actually practicing law will have to do. My experience did help with that. Like all the writing and the brief writing. I have a problem now, especially with the entire bar exam itself, not to mention making lawyers who've already practiced take a bar exam. I think the whole bar exam should be thrown out. If you don't want to throw out the whole bar exam, throw out the multiple choice and also like the memorization. Like do just the PT, because that is accurately reflective of what a lawyer does.
Yeah, more of a practical type of exam that's closer to the actual career of being an attorney, right?
Yes.
So we kind of touched on it, physically sitting for the bar exam. exam again. There is something to say, though, that when you're older, you're kind of more chill. You're more relaxed and you understand more what you don't need to freak out over, right?
I don't know. It's hard. When you're in there, it's hard to do that. But yes. Look, there's definitely more maturity in regulating your stress and anxiety, for sure. But it's still very... It's like running through a marathon. It doesn't get easier when you're older because it's still the same level of preparation and the effort that you need.
So I think Oklahoma, the amount of test takers...
For February, when I took it, it was 172.
So it's just like one testing center, I'm thinking?
Yeah, it's a convention center. It was a really nice center. Sitting there, I had taken it in California and Ontario, and it was like really heavily secure and regulated and what you can bring in, and you couldn't just freely get up and go to the bathroom, just all the things. Oklahoma, they were so nice. And I think it's just representative of culture in general and part of the reason why we moved here. But the proctors, everyone was like supportive and super, super nice. And like they let you eat. They provided goodie bags, like these big gallon Ziploc bags with a sharpener, with pencils, with snack, with a stress ball, with Tylenol and waters galore, like ice cold waters in the back that you can have all the water you want. There was a bathroom that you can like freely at any time get up and go. I don't know. They were just really nice. They even like if you brought your cell phone in, they would hold it for you at a table. Put a little sticky note with your name on it. And it's just like they were there. Like they wanted you to be comfortable and happy and they cared. So that was such a relief because I like snacking when I'm concentrating. It just like takes some of the pressure off, even chewing or I don't know. So it was really cool to be able to like have my snack and my chocolate and mints and all the things. It had a snack bar next to me and a bunch of space. There were two seats next to me. It was a lot more relaxed of a testing environment.
Maybe people after watching this will sign up for Oklahoma. Anyways, results this time, leading up to results. I said on the last podcast I just did yesterday, we go from talking like almost every day during bar prep. You and I, you've got an email from me almost every day, if not every day. And then the last time I talked to you is probably like Tuesday night and just say focus on MBEs for Wednesday. And I don't really like to bother anyone anymore. All that to say is I'm just asking results this time, waiting for that date, that Friday. I don't know if they made an announcement or it was a surprise, and then comparing it with California, if you remember 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yes. So California, it was the same thing where they gave you the date. They said results will be out at this time on this day. So I knew Friday, they said by 1 p.m., but they thought they could do it at 10 a.m. So California, I think it was like 6 p.m. on this certain day. Yeah, it was very similar. So I think there was more pressure for the results the first time around because I wasn't a lawyer yet, and this was going to tell me if I'm a lawyer. For me, like the Oklahoma bar, I kept telling myself, I'm already a lawyer. I'm not trying to be a lawyer. I am one. So in that way, like that was more pressure off. But California, yes, it was like, are you going to, because I was working for a law firm, and it was like, am I going to continue being a law clerk or am I going to be a lawyer? And I was working at the time and they were waiting on my results to see if they were going to hire me as a lawyer. So it was definitely more pressure and more people involved in that. Whereas this time it was just my own personal, did I pass or did I not? No one else is waiting on the results with me necessarily, but it was still the same, your stomach dropping and the nervousness and it just kind of looming over you and the waiting period. And then the day's finally here. And I would be sad often during the waiting period because I was convinced that I failed. So I'd just be depressed, like I failed and that sucks. So even that day, I was just like, okay, well, now I get to know that I failed. So yeah.
I got it. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now you're a lawyer in both states. Just in general, I don't know who provided the goodie bags, if it was the convention center or the state bar.
State bar.
So they're more nice.
Yes. You have no idea. So go out of your way nice. In California, I was one of the top nice people. My niceness was like, wow. Here, I'm like rude compared to everyone else because they just light up if they can help you, if they can give to you, if they can support you. And lawyers the same way. Like they're just delighted to know, like, what do you want to practice? Who can I introduce you to? Okay, here's what you need to do. Like not even in like a pushy way, but just in like a very loving, you are one of us and inviting. I know some people who move to Texas or these other states, Californians that leave, they're always, why are you here? You're ruining our state. No. Honestly, the attitude I've gotten is we're honored that you're going to be part of our bar association, that you're going to be practicing law with us. And we want you personally to succeed. And we want to help you in any way that we can. Please tell me, how can I best support you? And if they believe in me and they think that like they're lucky to have me here, which is crazy, it's such a great feeling. And it's like that with everything in Oklahoma, my neighborhood, my kids' school. It's just so warm and welcoming and loving and supportive, which is hugely different in California.
What would you like to say to any bar examinees, whether they're repeating, whether they're multi-jurisdictional, a phenom like yourself, or whatever it is?
I would say prioritize your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health above all while you're studying. So I would sacrifice doing extra exams to work out, doing extra practice questions, or if you feel tired, sleeping, or if you need to take a break or multiple days of a break, because yeah, I think that's the biggest battle. So if you can win that battle and you can keep yourself emotionally, physically, spiritually, and mentally in a good place, then everything else falls into line. It's not about the quantity that you study, the amount of practice questions or the amount of hours you're studying. No, it's about your sharpness and your state of mind. So that's where the energy and effort should go.
I agree 100%. If anybody's watching this and has questions and wants to reach out, could I put your email in the bottom just to ask you questions?
Yeah. And if someone needs a pep talk, even, because I know there are many days I needed a pep talk, I would love to do that. Or I also, on the spiritual side, I pray so I can pray for them or with them, like whatever it is, I am more than happy to.
Thank you so much, Nada, for doing this. And I look forward to hearing about all the great things you're doing and our friendship going into the future. So.
Yeah. And I'm going to be doing estate planning. So once I get that set up, like have a website and stuff, if you have any estate planning referrals, I'll still do constitutional law, but I definitely want to do something more low key while my kids are little. And it's
totally
low key thing I can do.
It was a huge pleasure for me to work with you. I'm just very grateful that you decided to go with me and I got to meet you.
So. Me too. I think it was meant to be. So thank you for doing this and just helping so many people in this very difficult obstacle that keeps them from practicing what they went to school for and paid for, all the things, like this huge barrier, and you're there like helping them get over the barrier. So thank you for being there. It's all about candidates, baby.